Mind Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, like the man said, hosting Right Side Radio. I'm sitting here in the most studious of studios. Got a new cup of coffee. I am overdressed for radio and enjoying being back from a long weekend. Hey, listen, I want to just tell you guys real quickly about my friends at Otter Creek Farm. If you have heard the commercials, understand this. They are true. I mean, literally, it's amazing. I know these folks personally. I go out to Otter Creek myself quite often. Love that place. It's like an oasis in North Alabama. Charlene and I have been out there for dinner. I've been out there shooting. We stayed out there. It is Frank and Jane that own and run the place have created something that is, well, I'll tell you what, when you go to the website, ottercreekfarmstead.com, check it out. You'll pretty quickly figure out why I'm bragging on it like I am. You'll also figure out pretty quickly why Donald Trump Jr. chose to come stay there and do a hunt not long ago, and why they were featured in Garden and Gun magazine. I mean, this place is the kind of place where if you want to do your wedding venue there, if you want to go quail or pheasant hunting, if you want to bring a corporate retreat and sit by the pool, if you want to just have a beautiful dinner during their summer dinner series, just check it out. OtterCreekFarmstead.com. All right, listen, so back to the COVID thing, all right? So I want to point out that we're in a world right now that is talking about things like vaccine mandates. And I'm you know, while I don't trust the Biden administration, I have a hard time with that. I respect the office, but I do not have a great deal of faith in those who are running the office. All that to say, I am gratified to see that they still believe and understand, by the way, that the federal government cannot mandate a vaccine. But what they're trying to do, though, is coerce a vaccine by other methods. And they're finding things that they can do, like incentivizing employers to do vaccine mandates. We're going to have some discussions later this week. If things work out the way it's planned, I have a hospital employee who's already said she'd like to come on the show and talk about why, as an ER nurse, she is willing to let her job go for whatever reason. But at the same time, though, I'll tell you, I have any number of people who I trust and who I believe in who are absolutely in favor of vaccines. I'm just telling you, you guys have got to go ahead and do your research, all right? Know why you believe what you believe. It's not enough just to say, I don't trust Biden. You got to get past that and figure out what's good for you, all right? Make your decision. There's plenty of information out there. And if you have made your decision for no, be willing to stand by it. If you've made your decision for yes, be willing to stand by it. If you haven't even bothered to make a decision yet, well, okay, that's wrong. You've had plenty of time. You've got plenty of information. I would encourage you, look through it all and make a decision. But that being said, what I am concerned about, though, are the societal changes that we're seeing. I mean, some of this stuff has got to stop, y'all. I mean, I'm looking at the way they are taking the everyday, taking the things that we do and hold dear on a regular basis, and they're just twisting them, and they're restricting them. I don't even know how to explain what's happening down in Australia right now. Maybe we'll unpack that one later. But what I'm saying right now is here in the United States, in a nation that was founded on the concepts of liberty and individual liberties and the fact that we are a free society with a free market and other, the things that we're seeing happen are boggling the mind. And let me tell you, there's some pushback. I mean, I just talked about Rand Paul and how he's going after the things that are happening with the Wuhan lab being funded in part by the National Institutes of Health here in the United States. But you got other things happening in other places, like the Arizona Attorney General literally just declared, it's Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich. He just declared Tucson's COVID vaccine mandate for city employees illegal because apparently, much like Alabama, Arizona lawmakers had recently passed what was known as Senate Bill 1824 there. It forbids city governments from imposing the COVID vaccine mandates on its employees. However, it was not going to go into effect until September 29th. So what did Tucson do? It announced that everybody had to be vaccinated by August 24th. In other words, they're trying to jump in there ahead of it. And so Governor Doug Ducey issued an executive order. He said, no. In the meantime, you can't do it. Executive order, the law is going into effect on the 29th, but until then, you can't just jump in there, city governments. Well, apparently Tucson is thumbing their nose at that. Tucson believes that it can make all of its employees. Well, they're a government entity, all right? A little different than a private sector entity. This is a governmental entity. And the Arizona Attorney General said no. And by the way, anybody who tries to do that, The Arizona treasurer will be directed to withhold that city's portion of state shared revenue until it comes into compliance. Well, that's interesting fight back. But, you know, I've been getting emails from listeners. I do get emails, and I do try to answer them. I don't always answer them on the same day. Please forgive me for that. But I was answering some emails this weekend. I had two. You know, I had one that literally said, my kids, both my adult kids, are in the military. And now they're being mandated to get their vaccines. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And they said, you know, what can I do? What rights do they have? Well, I can't advise you per se as like your personal counsel, but I can tell you what I do understand and know. And I'll tell you this. When I joined the military, like everybody else who joined the military, at some point I did sort of give up some freedoms. They have a right to restrict my movements. They have a right to tell me where I'll be and when. They have a right to tell me what to wear. I mean, there's a lot of what you would consider to be personal freedoms that go away when you join the military. It's part of the process. It's part of the good order and discipline of the military. At the same time, I never once lost my civil liberties. And so if there are things like that that are applying, then you have a right to question. My advice in that regard was, like the Navy and the Air Force have both set dates. You will get vaccinated by a certain date, period. And it's not very far away, by the way. We're talking like the next 60 days. But I advise this. First of all, you are going to be allowed to have, if it applies to you, a religious exemption or a medical exemption. If either one of those apply, make sure you tell your chain of command and you talk to them. Don't just be that you know, soldier, sailor, or airman, or marine who just refuses to show up in formation, all right? Don't do that. Don't be that guy. Don't be that girl. Go be the person that you're supposed to be. Talk to your chain of command. Work the issue as best you can if you have legitimate concerns. If you're just resistant, understand this. At some point, you will have to choose between your career and a shot. You just will, because that's the nature of being in the military. And here's one thing you need to know, though, that right now there is a budget amendment. The defense budget is currently underway. They have to pass it this month. They have to. And so the defense budget is underway, and Congressman Mark Green, who is from Tennessee, I believe, he has an amendment that he added to that budget, which is still attached, it hasn't come off, that prevents the military from discharging you with a dishonorable discharge. I mean, can you imagine? You didn't want to get a vaccine for whatever reason, and so they dishonorably discharge you. Well, that's like a criminal record almost. It follows you wherever you go. If you ever apply for a job and they ask questions about your background, one of the things that could come up is a dishonorable discharge. And so you don't want that. So Mark Green is saying, no. If a conscious decision is made for whatever reason not to get that shot, no one should be forced to suffer a dishonorable discharge. Now, I don't know if they would do what's called a less than honorable, but it's possible. But what you don't want to have is a dishonorable discharge on your record. So military folks, all you green suiters out there at Redstone Arsenal and others, just understand this is the nature of where you live. But then there's things happening out in the private sector. So I got another email from a listener. She said, we've got an issue right now. My child is in a private school, and we love the school, except that the school has decided that all of the students who are quote-unquote not vaccinated will be required to wear masks in school, and nobody else will. So they walk around. She said, so my child walks around now being picked on by the others. Oh, you're one of those families. Oh, you're one of those people, like the leper among the students. And that's wrong. And I was able to tell her, you need to go and talk to that school board, because what they've done is basically what Birmingham Southern's trying to get away with. And they have violated Senate Bill 265 that was passed by our own state legislature this past year, or this past spring. And that literally says, literally, that an educational institution, whether public or private, cannot mandate you disclose your vaccination status in order to receive an education. But what they're doing is constructively getting around that by saying, oh, no. But for all of those who do provide it, we won't require them to wear a mask. This parent said, there's no mask required in the lunchroom for anyone. There's no mask required in sports after school for anyone. But during the day, my child has to walk around the hallways and sit in class wearing a mask, and nobody else does. And I got news. That's messed up. So go and talk to the school leadership and tell them, this is not supposed to be happening. Here's the law. And if they won't listen, get your attorney and tell them, this is not supposed to be happening. And then understand this. They are a private entity, And if you can't get past it and litigation is not your thing you want to pursue, you may have no choice but to move your child. That's the world in which we live right now. So, but folks, the other part of this is too, there are any number of well-intentioned, well-meaning people who believe that vaccines are a good thing. And I would encourage you, make sure that you are not sitting in your bubble, only listening to one side of the story. Go and get advice from people you trust. And if you don't trust the government, and I totally understand that, go ask somebody else. And if you don't trust Dr. Fauci, and I totally understand that, go and talk to your doctor, the one who you trust with your heart and lungs, see what they say. And if you don't spend all your time on one website, you might want to branch out. And don't go to the ones that shame you or fear-monger or tell you why the world's going to come to an end tomorrow and we're all going to go up in smoke. Don't go to that one. Go do some real research. Take the time, because it's a big, hairy decision, but it's time for you to make that decision one way or the other. All right, folks, we're moving to a short break. When we come back, I got one clip I'm going to play. We're going to talk about schools. We'll wrap this half hour up talking about COVID and talk about schools. What's happening with schools? Are we going to see schools shut down again? Oh, you might want to hear what Dr. Mark Siegel, who I respect greatly, has to say about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, hosting Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, folks, before I go any further, I got to tell you real quickly about my friends over at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, I mean, they are so good at putting people back to work. ZLA Solutions has been around for a while now, and they've been putting people back to work all over Alabama. Check out their website, ZLAUSA.com. If you're looking for a job, check them out. They got them posted at ZLAUSA.com. If you're an employer and you need to fill out your own workforce, they can do it all for you. All the background checks, the drug testing, the recruiting, all of it. All the headhunting, the blue collar, white collar, no collar, doesn't matter. Go to ZLAUSA.com. ZLA Solutions, they like to say they don't just make it, they make it better. And I know them personally, and they're good at what they do. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, folks, let's wrap up this discussion about COVID, all right? And I want to tell you, one of the things that concerns me the most is schools, because we cannot continue down the road of sacrificing our kids' education. I know some of y'all who tend to, you know, be more on the pessimistic side will say, but Phil, it's important. Our kids have to be safe. Yes, they do. But our kids also have to have life and life to the fullest, all right? And they have to have an education to compete in the world. And if we continue to shut down schools, we will find that the socialization and the lack of education are going to wind up breeding additional problems down the road that we'll be dealing with. I'm just telling you, we will. And there's a great clip. Copper, go ahead and get clip two ready. There's a great clip. I was listening to Mark Siegel, Dr. Mark Siegel, who comes on Fox News quite often. I think so far all my clips this morning have been from Fox News. I don't always do that, but they just happen to work out this way. But nonetheless, Dr. Mark Siegel, who I will go ahead in full disclosure, in the entire clip that we're about to play, he did advocate for vaccines, and he did go ahead and talk about, you know, the fact that vaccination status is an important part of preventative. But nonetheless, in the part that I want to play you, he was talking about schools. So, Copper, go ahead and play clip two.
School closure is the thing we need to be talking about here, not masks, because a second year of closing schools is going to cause great psychological harm, physical harm, nutrition harm. It'll definitely penalize lower socioeconomic groups. We need to do everything we can to keep the schools open. Frequent testing, vaccines, ventilations, masking. It doesn't matter which of those things work the most. I don't think masks work the most, but we shouldn't be focusing on masks. We should do an all hands on deck approach that will maximize our chances of schools being open. Schools being closed, enormous disaster.
Yeah.
So, and I agree with that. Schools being closed, enormous disaster. And by the way, schools that are taking like punitive steps to try and belittle students, or like my listener who sent in the email saying, my child goes to a private school and they're making my child different than all the rest of the kids. I mean, that's just wrong. And whoever made that was a lazy decision, by the way. What a lazy decision. That's your choice. Who's on the board of that school? Who's the headmaster at that school who said, I don't know, what's a good idea? I don't know. I know. Let's make sure those kids that we don't ever let get bullied and the ones that we always try to take care of and talk about how we're going to be there for them. And you know, let's make them feel bad for who they are, you know, and put them in a position to be bullied. That's what's happening, right? That's what a lazy decision. But what I'm telling you here, though, is Dr. Siegel is correct. School boards, it's bigger than just, I don't know, slap a mask on them. I mean, you guys have got to work the issue. You got elected to do a job, and some of you are doing a great job, and some of you are failing miserably. And I'm just telling you, it's more than about the political wrangling over who gets to wear a mask. And then and at the same time, it's more than just, I don't know, maybe we jump back to video. Can we do video? I don't know. Or how about the teachers' unions that are refusing to have gone back to work? I mean, set it all aside, people. At some point, it's about the kids, and you have got to get these schools open and running to the fullest capability possible. These kids have got to have an education. They've got to have a life. Some of them have got to have the nutrition that comes from being in school, and we've got to move back to a stability and a sense of normalcy. And by the way, don't use the phrase new normal with me. This is not new normal. I refuse to consent to the idea that we are allowed to go into a new normal. We're going to go back to old normal. We're going to get there. I guarantee you we're going to get there. And we're getting there a little slower than some would have imagined. 14 days to flatten the curve is now pushing, you know what, a year and a half, almost 2 years old. But all I'm saying is this. We're going to get there. And folks, we have got to get these schools in a position where they can be open and our kids are getting everything that they should. And oh, by the way, everything our tax dollars are asking for. It's important. So listen, that's enough on COVID for the day. I'll take calls about it later on. But for right now, what I'm saying is this. Life will go on. And you have got to make a decision on this vaccine. You got to. There's research out there you can rely on. And some of you are faced with employer mandates, and I get it. Government mandates, not so much. Biden, I don't know, maybe Biden and his cronies need to stop lying and literally putting Dr. Fauci up as a front man and shaming. And maybe AL.com might want to find a PR consultant to help them understand how to message. But all said and done, folks, we're going to get through this. Work the issue. Do all that you can. Phil Williams, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.